to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our friend Lindsay Williams, who back in July had told me that the price of oil was going to drop, and at that time, of course, it was flirting with $147 a barrel, and looked like it was going to go to $200. I really thought it was, and I think Lindsay did as well, but of course he had been told 6 weeks earlier that there was going to be some dramatic changes, that the price of oil was going to drop to $50 a barrel. This was going to be aimed at destroying the economy of the Arab nations. And, of course, by so doing, it would strengthen the oil companies. And then, of course, he was told that there was going to be a profound collapse of our economy that would take, well, many, many years to come out of this collapse that was coming. Now, it has always been my contention, and I believe this with all my heart, that there is a small group of people who really control the world, and behind them are powerful spiritual forces that are moving us towards a new world order, and they have always intended to collapse our society, and out of the chaos that would come would be a call for a new international financial order, a new world order, a new world currency, and, of course, a new world religion. So the thought that this financial collapse was going to be coming, remember, this was July when Lindsay was telling me these things. I mean, it had a very much of a ring to truth to it, and as time has gone by, so much of what Lindsay had actually said in our conversation has come to pass. And now we find ourselves in the middle of a terrible financial contraction. And ladies and gentlemen, this is all engineered. You were never going to read in any of your newspapers the fact that many people were concerned about the loans that they were putting out, these loans which had been made to people who would never be able to repay the money back, the so-called subprime loans. Yet the banks were forced to do this by the government because the government's under the control of the people who set up this whole scam. And the attorney generals, and this is really what was so fascinating, I read the newspapers, many newspapers, every day, and I do it because once in a while they have to print the truth. And there's an article there by, of all people, Elliot Spitzer, who, of course, was destroyed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation because he had an affair with a prostitute. What does that have to do with the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Why did they put that information out in headlines across the country? They wanted to destroy Elliot Spitzer, and he gave them the tool to do it. But Elliot Spitzer writes in a recent article in the Washington Post that the attorney generals of all 50 states were concerned about what was happening as far as the subprime loans, and we're trying to do something about it. The Attorney Generals of all 50 states were concerned and working together in concert. Have you ever heard that before? To try to do something about the subprime loans. And the federal government came up with some sort of an obscure regulation that said they couldn't do it. We know that the Federal Reserve System at their meetings was talking about the danger of the subprime loans. And, of course, when Alan Greenspan, interviewed by Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes, talked about the fact that nobody had any idea there was a problem. And Leslie Stahl said, I've read the minutes of your meeting. Of course there was a problem. They knew this was going to come down. And that look on Alan Greenspan's face when he had been found lying on 60 Minutes, he immediately changed the subject. They knew it was going to happen. They engineered this whole thing. And we could talk about, of course, how they've engineered the so-called shutdown, the freezing up of our financial markets to justify giving the $700 billion to Henry Paulson so he could transfer the wealth of the American people to his friends on Wall Street. And then they've given away another $2 trillion, and they won't even tell anybody where they've given it. Nobody gets to know who's got the money. The greatest transfer of wealth we've ever seen. From the common people like you and me to the extremely wealthy dedicated to the idea of a new world order, a new world financial system, a new world currency, and the new world religion. Well, that is the background. Lindsay Williams, it's so good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stansel, very much for allowing me to be with you today. What you're just saying is so true. The elite have everything all planned out. They know exactly what's going to take place. And it has been such a privilege for me to be able to have the opportunity to know some of these people. And over these past 35 years, since I wrote my book, The Energy and On Crisis, that they, from time to time, would tell me something that they're going to do. And that's exactly what happened back the middle of June of this year. One of those individuals called me for a purpose that I won't talk about right now because, after all, I've given this before on your show. But at that time, I was able to make friends with a man that I had not talked with for 25 years. He's 80-something years of age now. He knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. He, at one time, was one of the very top people in his business. And I knew that this person probably could tell me many things. And the things he told me were so startling. He actually told me everything that the elite have planned for the world for the next year and a half. Well, I just after that called you and let you know that I had been told this. And you and I both went over the details and we thought, okay, this is one of two things. Either he's setting me up to totally destroy my credibility as an author, of six books, or this man is telling me the truth, and if he is, what is going to happen to the world as a result of it? Well, come to find out that he was telling me the truth and had been willing to give me these details of what they were going to do. One of them, of course, was the fact that crude oil was going to go from $147 a barrel, where it was at that time, to $50 a barrel, and it has happened exactly like he said it would over about 4 to 5 months' time. Now, when I talked with you the other day, I said, Dr. Stan, there's one other aspect of this that I did not think about until I thought of this man's conversation, and that is, now, watch what's happening. All of this is so planned. It's so orchestrated. Every bit of it is such an agenda. It is utterly amazing. This individual said it's going from $147 a barrel to $50 a barrel. That means the price of gasoline at the gas pump is going to go from $4 a gallon to $1.50 a gallon. Now, watch this carefully. Very few people realize that whenever you do that, you likewise take away the tax revenue. So I went back and did some investigation in the last few days.
Hold that thought, Cindy. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Truth Network.
He People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes, horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now, or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Lindsay William, author of the book, which is no longer readily available, called The Energy Non-Crisis. And we won't go into the background of that, but at one time in June, why the book, only one or two copies of the book were available, and they were going at $1,199.95. They've simply come down. I did sell one of my copies at well over $100. I don't know what they're running for now, but it's a fascinating book. We're not going to talk about the greatest scam ever put out for the people of the world, and that is the fact that the world is awash with oil, but they don't want the American people to know that, because, of course, when there's a shortage, the price goes up. When there's an abundance, the price goes down. But right now, they have intentionally lowered the price because, of course, this is playing an instrumental part in what's going on, destroying the economies of the oil-producing countries over there in the Middle East. And, of course, it discourages competition. There's so much oil here in the United States that if they kept the price up to $70 or $80 a barrel, then, of course, they could begin developing the oil shale deposits in Colorado and in Montana and in North Dakota. And I mean, we're talking about not billions but trillions of barrels of oil. If you haven't seen my October newsletter, it is posted up on the Internet. Let me suggest you get it, or you'll find this. We have a little pamphlet called The Oil Deception. It's five of my newsletters on oil. Very important. Gives you the information you need. That's The Oil Deception, and you get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. But anyway, Lindsay, of course, had been at the front lines of telling people there was plenty of oil out there. He doesn't talk on that subject now. He talks about what's happening to our economy. And, Lindsay, you were talking about you'd done some research.
The price of gasoline was $4 a gallon at the gas pump. Now it has gone down on the East Coast to $1.50 a gallon. One place I heard it was actually $1.39 a gallon, an individual called me. Most everyone thinks, oh, my gracious, heaven has arrived. This is marvelous. I can fill up my SUV for just less than $100. And I can drive all I want to, and most everyone says this is the greatest thing since baseball and apple pie. But this is not the case. In fact, 6 months, 9 months, a maximum a year from now, you're going to bemoan the day that the price of gasoline at the gas pump went down, and here's why. I went back to my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and I calculated a barrel of oil coming out of Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, and exactly how much taxes. Now, please note this. This is something that, until I thought back over what this gentleman said to me the middle of June, a man who knows everything that happens with the elite behind closed doors, and when he predicted all the things that were going to happen in the world for the next year and a half that the elite are doing, I went back and figured this, and I was utterly amazed. Now, let's say that a barrel of crude oil out of Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, is at $47, $48, I think it has been this past week, for crude oil. And let's see where all of that price of $47, $48, I'll just take a round figure of $50. Let's take the round figure of $50. First of all, there is a pipeline tariff that is paid at Valdez, Alaska. Then there's a tankering cost. Then there is a wellhead tariff that's paid to the state, and one-eighth royalty to the state of Alaska. Then there's a severance tax paid to the state of Alaska. Then there's a windfall profits tax. Now, notice all of these are taxes that either go to the state of Alaska, the federal government, or maybe to the city where that gasoline is finally sold at the gas pump. Then there is a, and it goes on down, gross profit tax. Then there's an Alaska state income tax. Then there's a federal income tax. And by the time they get through with all of this, out of that $50 barrel of oil, somewhere in the neighborhood of the oil company, that actually is producing this oil, only gets approximately $5.50 out of that barrel of oil, of $50 a barrel oil.
You're talking about that's their actual profit at the end of this whole thing.
Yeah, the profit actually that the oil companies have to work with at that point out of that barrel of oil. Now, here is the startling part of this. Suppose gasoline was $4 a gallon at the gas pump. Now, you break it down to $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. That means that approximately 72% of that cost was taxes. How much taxes is the state where you live, the federal government, the state of Alaska that sold that crude oil originally, how much taxes is the federal government, the state government, the city where you live and the county where you live, how much taxes are they losing because the price has gone down from $4 a gallon to $1.50 a gallon? No wonder that the state of California, by March, and of course California runs on gasoline and automobiles and roads and interstates. Now, by, I think they say it is March, the state of California will have run out of money and will no longer even be able to pay the salaries of the state workers. No wonder so many states literally are going to go bankrupt because one of their greatest revenue sources is cut off. 74% of all of the taxes coming out of that gallon of gasoline, which was $4 a gallon and now is $1.50 a gallon, the states no longer have that revenue. What's going to happen to road projects, bridges, new construction, maintenance of roads? Folks, do you realize that this gentleman said to me when he talked with me the middle of June, he said, Chaplain, I asked him the question. I said, okay, you take the price of a barrel of oil from $147 to $50 a barrel. What is that going to do to the United States of America? And I'm going to read you his exact words because, Dr. Stan, I am beginning to realize that there's so many more ramifications to this than the average person has ever considered. Here it is. This man said to me, quote, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. Now, they're going to keep the price of a gallon of gasoline where it is right now. A barrel of crude oil is going to stay $50 a barrel or below. I know OPEC met on yesterday, and they said, we are going to cut back on our output. Well, I don't care how much they cut back on output. The elite already have it planned. It's already in their agenda to keep it at $50 a barrel or below, and OPEC or no one else is going to get that price back up to $100 a barrel, even $75 a barrel. They probably won't get it much above $50 a barrel, and then it'll drop back again whenever they open these huge oil fields that they have north of Russia and in Jakarta, and Indonesia, and So the price is going to stay $50 a barrel or lower, approximately $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. But as a result of that, the states and the federal government and your city and county have lost all of these billions of dollars of taxes, along with the real estate taxes they're losing, along with the people who are out of work because of the financial condition of the country right now. And then we've moved our industry abroad because of outsourcing and free trade. Do you realize that every bit of this is a planned act of the elite over approximately 10 to 12 years? They go back to planning all of this, putting the real estate market in the condition it was in, now bringing the price of crude oil down to the place that they have brought it intentionally. Everything you have said, Dr. Stan, about the people who control the world is true. My goodness, over the years, what you have tried to drill into the minds of people as a result of your program, every bit of it is coming to pass almost as you would watch a movie take place. The whole plot is being so open today, I don't see how any person could possibly doubt for a moment that there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, because they are wide open now. It's so easy to see everything that they're doing, and it's almost as if they have, what should we say, they're going so much faster with their agenda than we've ever seen them work before. And when I considered the fact of how much revenue that the federal state government is losing, it's bound to come to the point that it's not going to be long before we are going to see states declare bankruptcy. We're going to see cities and counties declaring bankruptcy. Not only that, but the federal government now giving away trillions of dollars, just literally throwing it out at every banking institution, but never bothering to bail out the private individual, the street people, the ones that are living in tents in Tent City. Dr. Stan, it's so obvious that the elite are doing exactly what they're doing, and that this individual, the middle of June, when he called me and told me these things, it was just before their plot was actually to be put into practice and exposed. And it's almost as if he was a fourth teller, letting me have an opportunity to be able to tell the world, get ready, because these people have set forward their agenda, and now it's so obvious what they're doing. And Dr. Stan, I can just say to you, thank you for being a person over these years to tell in advance just that these people exist, and that they have the opportunity to bring about the very situation that we have in the world right now, Dr. Stan.
Well, I wish I'd had the courage to short oil when we talked there in July. I would have done very, very well. And, of course, the people who know what's going to happen ahead of time do very well, but only the elite know. And if you try to play their game and try to outguess them, why, they'll get the best of you. But on the other hand, when you know what they're going to do, and, I mean, Lindsay had told me, and it just seems so incredible that the price, in early July when we talked, that the price was going to be plummeting, down to $50 a barrel for oil. Well, anyway, of course, this whole financial collapse is coming about. One of the things that this Mr. X had told you was, of course, there was going to be real problems over in Dubai. Of course, at that time, Dubai was booming, one of the greatest housing miracles of all time, building the highest, tallest building in the world over there, and the economy was really doing great. And now, of course, because funds have dried up, they're having difficulty selling the property over there. They're going to have to suspend a lot of their building over there because, of course, a lot of their workmen are leaving Dubai and going home. They just can't live there. The inflation is ripe. And then, of course, they can't borrow the money to continue their massive construction efforts. So as the gentleman had told you, I remember you asking him about Dubai, and he said, well, Dubai is going to become, a ghost town, something like that?
Yes, he said that the Arab world is going to see a financial collapse. Now, when we go past the break here in just a few moments, I'd like to give some of this because I want to give you the actual predictions of what this individual told me is going to take place in the next year and a half. One of them was that this great five-star city, tallest skyscrapers in the world, will be stopped, and it basically will be a ghost town. He said that the Arab world is going to see bankruptcy. People have laughed at me back 4 or 5 months ago and said the richest people on the face of the earth, how can they possibly become bankrupt? But yet, according to the Dow Jones Newswire, Saudi Arabia is already having trouble right now. All of these were predictions that were made to me by one of those who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors about 5 to 6 months before it ever started. And just after that, I called you on the phone because, Dr. Stan, I probably respect you as much as any man that I know on the face of this earth. Your Christian experience, your wisdom and background because of age. And I said, Dr. Stan, all of these things were just told to me by one of those people that I knew back years ago when I was on the oil field and sat with the elite of the world, lived with them for 3 years' time. And I said, could this possibly happen? Both of us thought, oh, my goodness, how could this possibly take place without the world seeing major ramifications? And Dr. Stan, today we're looking back 5 months ago only when this person told us this, and every bit of it is coming to pass.
It certainly is. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. The only thing that didn't come past is we didn't end up with John McCain as president, but I hate to say it, but we're probably far better off because at least people are beginning to wake up and realize there's a problem and that John McCain is not going to solve it. McCain is controlled by the same people who control Obama. We can't let the people know we have a one-party system, two branches, controlled by the same people. Be right back.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The Beth Messiah congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. www.thewordofgod.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Lindsay Williams, if you have a question, 970-689-8255. That's if you have a question, 970-689-8255. Before we go on, Lindsay, would you like to get out your web page and how people can get the books that you're still offering?
Dr. Stan, thank you so very much for allowing me to give this, because people must make preparations for their dinner tables. I mean, literally. You don't see it right now. We up to December, just before Christmas. Wait 6 months, 9 months. I predict maximum 1 year based on the predictions, or the, not predictions, these are literal things that are taking place based on what this person literally said is going to happen. You, 9 months, 1 year from now maximum, are going to see catastrophic events. I beg of you. Get my DVD that I've prepared entitled The Next 12 Months, based upon the prediction of one of the people that knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. You will know their roadmap for the next 12 months. I also have two CDs. Now, this is the first time I've ever done this, Dr. Stan. I just prepared a second CD, which I'm going to give as a gift in this packet. I urge you to get it so that you'll know what to do and what preparations to make. Dial 800-321-2900 to know what they have planned for the next 12 months, according to one of these people who called me on the phone about the middle of June, and all of these predictions are taking place exactly like they have it planned, and the rest of it will also. Again, the number is 800-321-2900 to know what the elite have planned for the world for the next 12 months to a year and a half. Dr. Stan?
All right, fine. And we have somebody calling in at 970-689-8255. Who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'd like to ask Lindsay a question. And the question is, about 4 or 5 years ago, we live on the Front Range, we used to drive to Denver and buy gas down there for roughly right around $1 a gallon. Why weren't the states going bankrupt then?
Let's take, for instance, the country right now that the Dow Jones Newswire just said the other day are having problems. And the reason I'll single it out, because everybody recognizes the name Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia based their economy on $1.47 a gallon, and as a result began to spend as most anyone would if they had that amount of money. So here's what's happening. Saudi Arabia, 90% of whose exports stem from oil, has sought to maintain the price of oil at $80 per barrel. They said the kingdom is obligated. Now, here it is. The kingdom has become obligated for $400 billion in defense. In other words, since they knew that they were going to get $147 a barrel, they based their economy on $80 a barrel, which was much below that, and bought all of this defense systems, all of these security systems, all of this infrastructure projects for the country. And now that these projects are underway, many of them have been financed by loans and different things such as this. Now the price of crude oil has dropped back to $50 a barrel, but they are obligated for a minimum of $80 per barrel in order to be able to maintain their infrastructure, defense, and energy projects. And the reason that they're in trouble is because when it went so high, they spent all this money, obligated themselves for these future projects. Now, of course, the price is going back to $50 a barrel, and they have no way of paying for them. So some of the richest people on the face of the earth are on the verge, if it continues to be less than $50 a barrel, on the verge of bankruptcy.
Yeah, I understand that balance sheet, because you're talking about a foreign country there. And
well, let me just
that really makes sense. What about
America? Let me give you an example here in California. 5 years ago, why we elected a new governor. We had Gray Davis here. The budget of the state of California was $95 billion a year. Then we got in Arnold Schwarzenegger. Of course, he was actually had to be cleared with Lord Rothschild and Warren Buffett before they allowed him to run, but they allowed him to become the governor. And what did he do? he massively increased spending. Of course, we can't tell the American people. Our budget today in California, 5 years later, is $140 billion a year. Went from $95 to $140 billion. And now suddenly income, not only from gasoline tax, but from car sales. I mean, people are not buying cars. They're not buying as much gasoline. And, of course, we're facing a $40 billion deficit here over the next 20 months here in California because they had so much increased spending. Times were good 5 years ago. We could afford to spend more and more money, but right now we can't. So we're in real trouble.
Okay, so the scenario for our country is basically the same as Saudi Arabia. We have these budgets we have to meet and, increased budgets. So we don't have the revenue now off of these, off of gasoline to...
Right. And for other things, sales tax, automobile tax, housing taxes. I mean, everything, is contracting as far as the state. Their income is
right.
down. But it's the greatest thing in the world. I mean, we've got to cut all this excessive government spending. If government didn't have so much money, it wouldn't be able to control us.
Right. Thanks, Dr. Stan, and thanks, Lindsay.
God bless.
Thank you. Let me give you an example as far as the federal government is concerned. The federal government, when crude oil was $32 a barrel in 1984, the federal government had somewhere in the neighborhood of a $2 trillion national debt. Now we have approximately $12 trillion national debt, $12 trillion plus. They won't admit to the rest of it, but $12 trillion plus. Now, the interest on that national debt must be paid. How is it paid? It's paid by foreign countries, such as the oil-producing countries of the world, buying the treasury bills, the T-bills, we call them, from the United States of America, because, after all, it's the greatest reserve currency in the world. It's always been stable. Everyone could depend on it for a rainy day. So as a result, they bought treasury bills, Federal Reserve issues, and that is their reserve currency. Now, all of a sudden, America has $12 trillion national debt. The oil-producing countries of the world have lost two-thirds of their income revenue, and they can't buy these T-bills anymore. Well, that means that nobody buys the interest on the $12 trillion national debt of the Treasury of the United States of America. Now, this is startling. I mean, this should shake every person listening to this program as you've never been shaken before. Can you imagine the United States government declaring bankruptcy? Well, that's exactly what could take place because these countries can no longer purchase our Treasury notes, our Federal Reserve issues, to buy the interest on the national debt. And you are going to see if, and it's going to, according to this gentleman who called me the middle of June, the price of crude oil is going to remain at $50 or below per barrel. Now, it may fluctuate slightly as the Arabs attempt to do something, but as OPEC, I should say, tries to do something, but it will stay approximately $50 a barrel. It will stay approximately $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, and you are going to see, as a result of this, a total financial collapse in the United States of America. So let me give you the predictions very quickly. First of all, based on what this gentleman told me the middle of June, who is one of those that knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, it will stay approximately $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump on the East Coast. Oil production from the oil-producing countries of the world will keep at approximately $50 a barrel.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Number.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, of course, is Lindsay Williams. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. Do we have a guest? Somebody calling in? I guess not. Okay, Lindsay, you go right ahead.
1929 was the time of the great stock market crash. Everyone knows this is history. It was approximately 1933 before there were soup lines on the streets in New York City. That's a grace period from 1929 to 1933. If you had known, if you'd been living in 1929 and you had known what was going to take place by 1933, I'm quite sure you would have made some preparations. Now, I think it was by the providence of God that this individual called me back the middle of June and told me these things so I could warn the world, kind of like a watchman on the wall, if you'd wish to say it, and warn the world that these things were going to happen. Many of them have already begun to take place. What will take place in the next year and a half, according to what I was told by one of these individuals who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors? Gasoline prices will stay down at the pump. Crude oil prices will stay approximately $50 a barrel. These foreign countries who produce oil will not be able to buy our treasury bills. As a result, your city, your county, and the federal government is going to have major problems because of lack of tax revenues. There's so many things involved in all of this. We are going to see some of the most unusual days ahead, exactly as this individual said to me. And folks, make preparation for it right now, Dr. Stan.
Okay, we've got somebody calling in. Who do we have calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Yvonne. I got a question for Lindsay.
Sure,
my question is oil going to be the currency, the new world currency?
You know, that's a great idea. I had not thought about that, but I do know this. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. It is not the dollar, nor the yen, nor the ruble, nor the pound. It is crude oil. So you set off a bombshell here on Dr. Stan's show. I had not thought about that, but you know, it very well could be that crude oil would be the new currency in a roundabout way.
So do you think the other currencies like the Amero or anything are going to be a world currency, or you just think the oil is going to be now?
Well, you have to tie a currency to something, you know, and traditionally we've tied it to gold. The dollar is pretty well tied to oil, and oil is tied to the dollar, and they've moved together, and people used our dollar as a reserve currency because they needed it to buy oil. We had an agreement with the oil companies. They would accept only dollars for their oil, and, of course, that then allowed America, with our dollar, to actually dominate the entire world. Now, as the dollar is collapsing, oil prices are collapsing, the whole world economy is collapsing. So what we need is, of course, a dollar that's tied to something. It should not be tied to oil. It should be tied to gold and silver. And only by that means are we ever going to have a sound financial system. But the elite don't want that. They want chaos. because they want to bring in their new world order, and it's coming a lot sooner than people think. Hey, we've got somebody else on the line. Anything
okay,
else you want to say?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. And who else do we have calling in?
Yeah, this is Don in Fort Collins.
Hi, Don. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I have a question. You talked about the price of oil affecting the revenues of the state and local governments, but I was under the impression that the taxes on the that are go to these municipalities, et cetera, is tied to the gallon of gasoline that's sold at the pump.
That is correct. Now take the price of the gallon of gasoline at the pump from $4 a gallon to $1.50 a gallon, and they have lost approximately 2/3 of their revenues right across the top from that gas sale.
But who has lost the revenue?
Well, it's lost in many areas. It's lost by the federal government, and as it's very obvious, the federal government is in trouble right now, taking interest rates to zero, never heard of, never in the history of the United States of America. And then you come down to the state. The state gets a certain portion of that tax revenue. Even in some places, even cities and counties get a certain portion of tax revenue. That means that this tax revenue out of the sale of gasoline at the gas pump is no longer existing to the federal, the state, city, county, whatever it may be.
And that and the fact that the value of property is going down, the sales tax is going down, the income of government is falling, certainly one of the big sources of income for the our state here in California was the automobile tax. You know, you have to buy a tax, automobile, you pay 8.5% a tax on, you know, on $40,000, and suddenly the cars are not selling. So the communities, our government, our federal government, our state government are having real problems as far as their income. The federal government isn't getting in the amount of money that it hopes, certainly here in California, a tremendous shortfall. And municipalities now are talking about how they're going to cut back because they don't have the tax income. Does that answer your question?
Well, no. Well, I guess kind of. But it used to be I could see on the pump it would say 40.7% or whatever of 40 cents of every gallon is taxes that go to these municipalities, including the state and federal government. So as the price of gas goes down, consumption you'd think would go up.
But it's not.
The consumption is staying about the same. In fact, there's no more shortage of crude oil today than there was back then. So that means instead of 40 cents going to the federal or state government or whatever it may be, cut that by approximately 2/3, because now the price of that gallon of gasoline has gone from $4 to $1.50 a gallon. So that means instead of 40 cents a gallon that they're getting somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 to 17 cents that will actually go to the state or the federal government. Now, cut that tax revenue income for the state or the federal or the city or the county, whatever it may be, cut that by 2/3. Oh, my goodness, for the amount of gasoline that's bought at the gas pump, this is going to be a shortfall that's going to be phenomenal over a period of months or years, to the point of bringing bankruptcy to states. And maybe even the federal government is being suggested now could actually go into bankruptcy because people are not buying the interest on the national debt.
But it's far more than the sales tax on the gasoline. It's the sales tax on sales. It's the sales tax on so many things that are purchased. The governments are not getting in the money through taxation. Among that, of course, is they're not getting the tax on sales gasoline. Hey, we're out of time. Lindsay, thanks very much for being with us. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and we'll talk to you, if not before, certainly after the first year. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Hope you enjoyed our program this morning with Lindsay Williams. And let me mention that we do have a four-tape set on the oil deception. We actually have a talk I gave. It was at the last conference. It was called The Oil Deception. And, of course, with that, you get the CD of that, and with that, the syllabus we put together. Going into the background of oil, one of the greatest frauds they've ever perpetrated, trying to convince you that the world is running out of oil, and it's not running out of oil. They actually have to create artificial shortages to keep the price up. And that's why, of course, you see OPEC now, we're going to cut back 2 million barrels a day on oil production. But, of course, you have to create shortages. Price goes up. When you get abundance, price goes down. And that's why they, of course, got to convince you the world is running out of oil and we've got to stop using oil and we've got global warming and all of this is just not true. Well, if you really want the information, first of all, we have the pamphlet. It's only $3.95 plus shipping. I'll call it The Oil Deception. It's a compilation of five of my newsletters. If you get our syllabus, of course, all the newsletters are in there as well as all the other documentation. And I suggest my talk. It's called The Oil Deceptions, one of the talk I gave an October conference here. And then, of course, the four-tape set we have in The Oil Deception. Fascinating information you need to have, and you're not going to get it elsewhere. And, of course, that's just one aspect of all of the various scams that they have produced. And, of course, if you haven't read my November newsletter, you need to get it. And of course, this whole financial collapse is engineered. But the reason for it is they want a world government. Now, behind that are the powerful spiritual forces. If you haven't heard the talk that Constance Cumby gave for us 2 years ago, we have that on DVD, and it goes into the emergence, the plan for the new world leader. We have a four-tape set of my interviews, so we have a DVD by Constance Cumby, and then we have the four-tape set by Constance Cumby. There really is another movement behind all of these organizations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome, the Group of 30, all of these are energized by the same forces that energized the Masons and the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists and the Lucius Trust and right on down the line of the groups of people all working to bring about a new world order and a new world religion and destroy Christianity. And so to put things into perspective, if I could suggest one simple little book, it would be my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. To put it in its larger perspective and discuss what Oprah Winfrey keeps pushing on her program about Rhonda Byrne's book, The Secret, and the DVD and the book, and the book sold 7 million copies. But we explain what it's really about in our talk on The Forbidden Secret, or The Secret Knowledge. They're both available on DVD. We recommend that to you. You need to have the information. You need to understand this secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years and was responsible for us for their ability to build the Great Pyramids and the Colossus of Rhodes and all these wonderful engineering feats that were carried out thousands of years ago. And, of course, they didn't have the massive equipment that we have. But where did they get the knowledge? Well, there is a secret knowledge. You can tap into it. If Rhonda Byrne tells you, you should, and so do so many of the people on her films, and so does Oprah Winfrey and Jim Carrey. But, of course, you tap into it, the risk of your eternal soul. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is. Back today, until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.